Now, today's word.
The story is told of a young boy who saw a pupa of a butterfly emerging. A butterfly emerging from the pupa stage. You know, butterfly goes through three stages. And when he saw this butterfly emerging, the butterfly was struggling to come out from the pupa stage, from the shell. And he saw it. The butterfly is struggling so hard. And eventually he pulls one wing out. And this boy has so much sympathy for the butterfly. He says, I have to help the butterfly. He wanted to exempt the butterfly from struggling. So he got that little pupa, that shell, and tore it open so it would be easier for the butterfly to come out. And the butterfly came out. But then he realized one of the wings wasn't working. Only one wing could flap, the other couldn't work. Because what he needed to build strength for his wings for future was that struggle. And it was that struggle that was going to enable him to fly for the rest of his life. But he was exempted from it and he couldn't fly. You know, the many times you have incapacitated yourself because you exempted yourself from a certain lesson, you thought it was too hard and you ran away. You thought it was too hard, you tried to bribe your way. You thought it was too hard, you made somebody do it for you. And you never learned the lesson. It's like a woman who never learned to cook because she has somebody to help her to cook. And I'm not saying cooking is the best, is the greatest thing in your life, but I know if you marry a Ghanaian man, you need to be able to put some pepper and tomatoes together. I mean, whatever will come out is fine, but you must be able to put them together. You can decide to exempt yourself in life, but it will keep you from flying in your future. Jesus taught us there are no shortcuts to greatness. He had a case to exempt himself, but he didn't exempt himself. Why don't you tell your neighbor there are no exemptions in this thing? If Jesus had not submitted to all righteousness here, he would not have been able to submit to the Father's will later in life. The exemption. So Jesus did not take the exemption, but he chose the experience. Because everybody has to have the experience. Everybody has to go through something. And that's what Christianity is about. That it's not about exemption, it's about experience. It's about going through, it's about sharing. Experience comes through practice. The experience Jesus had was called baptism. To be successful in your chosen profession, you must experience the requirements of your chosen field. I've seen people who have tried to become something in life, and sometimes they try so hard, they take an exam, they fail, they take an exam, they fail, they take an exam, they fail, but they keep taking it until they pass. Then they become what they want to be. They didn't exempt themselves. They went through the experience. Every one of us must go through the experience. For me to do what I'm doing, I have to go through the experience. I can't stand here and be preaching every Sunday and have a message to preach if I don't submit myself to the experience. If I exempt myself, I'm going to stand here and on Sunday morning say, "Twinkle, twinkle, little stars, how I wonder how you are." And I know some of you will say amen to that. You don't care what you hear. So Jesus went through the experience. What was the experience? It was baptism. Baptism. Baptism is a very interesting experience. Jesus was sinless. The sinners were being baptized, but he wanted to experience what the sinners were experiencing. He chose it. Baptism is four things. It was four things for Jesus, and I believe we can draw lessons from it. Number one, it is immersion. Immersion. It means to submerge yourself. For Jesus to rise up, he had to go down. In baptism, you are put down into the water. You are put down. You are submerged before you emerge. Many of us want to emerge without submerging. We want to be great without going down. We want to be up without serving anybody. Anyone who has a promise of future greatness must be ready to be submerged. Immersion. You're going to go down. That's the first thing Jesus experienced in baptism. He was the Son of God. He's supposed to be at the right hand of the Father, but he realized for me to go up, I have to go down. For me to go up, I have to go down. For me to emerge, I have to be submerged. There are people who would never want to go down. They want to be up all the time. Especially when we think we deserve it. We deserve it. For whatever reason, there are people who think they deserve it because they come from very privileged background. And they think life owes them exemptions. And they shouldn't be submerged. They deserve it. And there are people who come from very bad backgrounds, but they have what is called foolish pride, and they still think they deserve it. You know, sometimes you look at some people who think very highly of themselves. I mean, there are people who think highly of themselves, and you think they have an excuse. And then there are other people who think highly of themselves, and they have no excuse. Your father is poor, your mother is poor, your grandfather is poor, your grandmother is poor, your uncles are poor, your home is poor. You are living in a ghetto and you are proud. Anyway, Jesus chose baptism. For you to get up there, you have to be immersed, you have to be submerged, and you have to submerge yourself. Secondly, baptism represents identification. Identification is sharing with others, sharing other people's experiences. Baptism allowed Jesus to identify with mankind. Though he was not a sinner, he identified with sinners. And on the cross, he finally took all our sins and suffered in our place. But it started on that day at the Jordan River when he decided to identify with sinners. You can't win a people you don't identify with. If you feel superior to them, you can't help them. Can you imagine if you want to sell commodities, maybe you start a small shop, but you think you are better than your customers, which is what sometimes I think some business people feel, some market women feel. They feel they are better. And so they have no patience for people and they insult other people. What's going to happen? Customers will leave you. Why? Because you cannot identify with them. You may find a customer who comes to your shop who is very confused and takes one product and puts it down, another one, puts it down, another one, puts it down, and he's comparing prices. And you may be impatient, but you have to understand his money is limited. Identify, share with his frustration. Here is a man who has five cities and he has to buy five things for five children. Money is not elastic for him. And he has to find, how do I buy five? He has, what about this? And what about that? And what about, and after some time you get frustrated with him and say, leave me alone. Buy something. But if you identify with him and understand his calamity, you'll be patient to advise him, to help him, to make the right choice. You gain a customer. Baptism helps us to identify with people. God will always create opportunity for you to feel empathy for people, to feel for people. Jesus experienced identification in baptism. The third thing about baptism is that baptism is an illustration. It's a story. It shows an example. What Jesus did was that he was showing an example. Jesus was painting a picture of discipleship. He was illustrating to us. He was telling us how it's supposed to be done. That day at the Jordan River, Jesus painted a picture to illustrate our attitude in life. If you really believe that God has called you to greatness, you want to leave an example, don't you think so? You want to leave an example. Because your life is always on record for somebody to see. My life is on record for my wife to see. If I'm a hypocrite, my wife will be the first person to know I'm a hypocrite. And when I'm preaching, he'll be looking at me some way. My children would know I don't practice what I'm preaching. I'm a liar. I have to live in such a way that my life is an illustration of what I talk about. That's what every parent tries to do, to set a good example. I have to try to be an illustration to my congregation. Remember, your life is always an illustration to somebody. It's a drawing for somebody. It's a picture for somebody. It's an example for somebody. And that's why you need to go through that process. You know, if you went through, you know, and you cheated at your exam, and your five-year-old comes and says, "Daddy, the mathematics is so hard." You say, "Oh, what are you going to tell him? Learn hard?" No, you can't tell him learn hard because you didn't learn hard. So you're probably going to say, "Well, you know, it's hard, but, you know, we can pay our way through." Is that the illustration you want to give? So one of the reasons why you go through the experience is because you want those who come after you to see a good example. It's hard, it's difficult, but that's the example. You're setting an example. When Jesus came that day to the Jordan, he had you and me in mind, living in Accra, Ghana, where big people can always cut corners. And he was telling us, if you want to be big and your children to be big, don't exempt them. And don't exempt yourself. Go through the experience. It will be an illustration. And the fourth thing about baptism, it's not just an illustration, it's also an introduction. It's an introduction. It starts something new. It is the way you start your life. This is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He wanted to start right, not cutting corners. This is how Jesus wanted to be introduced to the world. The way you start a process will influence the entire process. If you start with lies and cheating, you'll be influenced to continue lying and cheating as you move on. Lies are very, very stubborn. Have you noticed how powerful they are? If you tell one lie, you may have to live with it for the rest of your life. You lie one day and say, well, instead of saying you are 25 years, you say you are 19 in order to play for the Black Stars or to play. or to play for some foreign team. Now, it may get you to start, but you're going to find out for the rest of your life, you know you are 25. But you say 19, and at a certain point when you say 19, you feel very, very weird because your bones don't feel like 19. And it's going to pursue you. Pursue you. And many of us get pursued with the introductions we gave of ourselves. And I'm not going to say it's easy. All of us are tempted to give wrong introductions. To lie, to cheat, to exempt. And then you realize, I have to hold on with this for the rest of my life. I have to continue with this wrong image for the rest of my life. Jesus says, I'm going to be introduced to the world. I have to do it right. I have to be introduced right. Because this is going to be my image for the rest of my life. and it has to be done right. Baptism was his introduction. It was how he started. It was how he showed himself to people. It was how he shared with people's experiences. You can't be exempted. You have to go through the experience. Greatness is possible, but greatness will always come at a price. Just want to encourage all parents here. You know, many times you want to do things for your children when you're a parent. You want to make life easier for them, which is good. If you didn't wear sandals to school, at least get your children's sandals to go to school. Make life easier. That's not cheating. That's comfort. Your children used to go and fetch water at a standpipe in the morning to come and bath to go to school. Now you have tap at home. Don't tell your children, go and fetch water. It doesn't make sense. That's not exemption. That is just dealing with the new state of your life. But there are certain lessons of life, humility, sharing, hard work, disciplines that every child must learn, and you cannot exempt your children from it. Because if you do, and you think they will become great very, very quickly, they may jump high, but there will be nothing supporting them underneath because they didn't build the experience. You may jump up, but there will be nothing underneath you. And when you come crashing, you go deep and probably never surface again. It's better you go through the process. It's always difficult. Going through submersion. Because when you're submerged, there is a time nobody sees you. It looks like you vanished. You are gone before you emerge. That's the experience.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otobi, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otobi. Email otobi@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.